we go, continuing the conversation now on the Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. And for my next guest, you can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott joining me, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Again, crimeresearch.org. A new article from you, Doctor. The gun control advocate's mantra, police violence is gun violence. Apparently, anybody that gets shot, even by legal law enforcement definitions, still victims of gun violence. Is that what the gun control people want us to believe?
Yeah, well, I guess the defund the police movement has come to gun control advocates. Starting last summer, Bloomberg's The Trace is kind of media outlet on gun control issues, started questioning whether police should even have guns, saying that we'd be much better off if police didn't have guns.
Who said that? And
Bloomberg's The Trace.
The Trace.
You know, his kind of supposedly news organization that covers gun issues. And of course, that mantra, police violence is gun violence, has been picked up by everybody from the Brady campaign to Gabby Gifford's group to, of course, the different parts of Bloomberg's empire, you know, every town, as well as Moms Demand Action. So it's, you know, it's kind of bizarre. I think a lot of it this has to do with the fact that the police are relatively conservative, that they are, you know, we're supporting Trump, and police strongly support private ownership of guns. I mean, you look at surveys of police officers, and you'll find 77% of police think that private ownership of guns is either extremely important or very important in reducing crime. You have similar numbers if you look at the National Association of Chiefs of Police, which has a couple thousand members that they survey, you know, have similar numbers in terms of supporting private gun ownership. So
sure,
it's there. You know, if they can't get people on their side, they attack them.
Or they just make up whatever they want to make up. You know, one of the things that I always find at crimeresearch.org, your website, are the portrayals of guns in popular culture on television programs and in movies and so forth, giving a completely inaccurate version of what the truth really is, like fully automatic machine guns being used all over the place. And it just, it all kind of blends together into this constant humming narrative of guns are bad, guns are bad.
Right.
I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah. Well, Gabby Gifford's group announced last week in Variety that they were starting to work more with television show producers to introduce their themes into television shows. But, you know, I don't know. I look already in the Brady campaign, and every town have already been working very closely. There's tons of myths. I mean, I think if you were to watch popular television shows, you would think that most criminals use machine guns. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And they refer to them as AR-15s. They refer to them as, you know, just semi-automatic rifles. And, you know, people come away with thinking that semi-automatic rifles fire as quickly as machine guns. And it's, you know, it's really disturbing in a sense that they constantly are misinforming people of what the terms mean, and they're putting in little digs about the dangers of guns in the home. There was a show, FBI's Most Wanted, just a couple days ago, which had a mass public shooting occur, and the woman had gotten the gun from her dad's home, and he had locked it up, and the FBI agent said, of course, yes, you must have your guns locked up. But even, you know, it was clear the point of the TV show is even locking up your guns won't prevent them from being used improperly. So the best solution is not to own guns to begin with. And they even had the father kind of before the disaster occurred explaining that, you know, he just wanted to have a gun to go and protect his family. And, of course, that noble desire was twisted into this horrible tragedy.
Right. Yeah. So it's that popular culture, and it's melded with Gabby Giffords. It's melded with, you know, Bloomberg. It's melded with all of these different messages, which obviously infiltrates our schools, infiltrates popular culture, infiltrates the news media. And yet, despite all of that, 22 million new guns sold in 2020, half of which roughly went to first-time gun buyers. So the message is not having the desired effect in a lot of places, it seems.
Well, I'm sure it's having an effect to some extent. And, you know, but, you know, this last year where you had Democrats releasing, you know, large numbers of prisoners from jails and prisons across the country, and increases in violent crime, and police being ordered not to respond to many types of crimes that were occurring. You know, it's understandable. People realize that in the end that they were responsible for their own safety, and many people responded to that. But I'm sure that these types of gun control shows endanger people's lives because they're people who should be owning guns for their protection who probably are afraid. I mean, I've talked to so many people, I'm sure you probably have too, that have these concerns about the dangers of guns in the home. I mean, if you were to go and look, you have something around 30 or so children under age 10 who die from accidental gunshots. When I talk to people, I think they think the numbers are in the thousands, or at least in the high hundreds.
Well, you would think so, right? You know, just and bodies everywhere.
And and the thing is, even that 30 or so that die, they're not in normal homes. A lot of those are like 25-year-old drug addicts who have criminal records who accidentally fired the gun. These are not, you know, most of these are not kids getting into guns and actually accidentally shooting another kid. But, you know, that's not the impression that people get, because whenever one of these cases occur where a child gets a hold of a gun and fires it and hurts somebody, that gets national news coverage. And it really
right, but how do you break through? How do you, Dr. John Lott here with us from the Crime Prevention Research Center, how do you break through with your message of honest evaluation of guns, honest evaluation of how many people get hurt, how many people are saved and protected and live because they were able to defend themselves or somebody else? How do you break through? We've only got about 40 seconds here. But
we try to put out information. You know, unfortunately now, with the Biden administration, you know, they're going to be giving tens of millions of dollars to finance gun control rhetoric that's there. I mean, literally, maybe even more than that. And, you know, of course, you have Bloomberg spending hundreds of millions of dollars on financing that type of those types of claims.
So it's hard. It's hard to break through. We got to leave it there for today. It's hard to break through, but you break through here and other places, Doctor, and I appreciate your efforts as you're out there pretty much every day. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Find out more at crimeresearch.org. Greatly appreciated, sir. Thank you for being here, as always.
Well, thank you for being there.
Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.